Pianist Adam Tindler grew up in Barrie. His first recitals were at the Barrie Opera House. This Sunday, he'll return to that same stage for a homecoming concert. Tindler will perform his latest album, Inheritances, which was just nominated for a Grammy. Alia Khanna of the University of Vermont Community News Service has a preview.
This is Eras Sons, composed by Nico Muley and performed by Adam Tindler. It's the ninth piece on Inheritances, a contemporary piano album that grapples with grief, change, and our relationship with the past. Here's Tindler.
My father passed away unexpectedly in late 2019, which by now is quite a long time ago. It still feels rather recent.
At the time, he and his father weren't communicating all that much.
We'd just kind of grown apart, I suppose. So when he passed away, there was almost like this grief for what could have been.
Several months later, Tindler found out his father had left him an inheritance.
And it was cash, a wad of cash, and my stepmom told me about it.
She proposed they meet at the Denny's in West Lebanon, on the Vermont-New Hampshire border.
And she kind of slipped me this envelope. And for several months, I just kind of sat with it and was just thinking, like, what should I do with this? What could, like, honor the gesture of receiving this inheritance?
And then, one night, Tindler was at a concert in Brooklyn, and he had this really strong reaction to the music.
It was kind of like a light bulb moment where I was just like, I can use this to invite some of my close friends who are brilliant composers to write music for me.
So he commissioned 16 composers to write music for a new album. But he didn't want the music to just be about his dad. He hoped each composer would reflect on their own experiences with grief.
One of the composers, his name is Scott Walschlager, and his piece is really brilliant, beautiful, and haunting. It's called Outsider Song.
Early on, Walschlager asked Tindler if he'd answer some questions about his dad.
And I really, frankly, didn't want to. But I also wanted to, you know, answer the question. I wasn't going to refuse. And so I was like, well, if I'm going to answer these questions, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to go hard.
By the end, Tindler had written 20 pages. And he figured if he was sending it to one composer, he might as well send it to all of them.
I would say everyone read it, which is crazy to me, because it really had some pretty vivid and really personal, like, childhood memories and just family secrets and stuff like that. And it triggered memories for them and triggered their own inspiration. And so you can see traces of that document throughout this album.
Remember, I created you.
Laurie Anderson's piece, Remember, I Created You, is a line from that document. My dad said that to me once after a concert. The Plum Tree I Planted Still There by Sarah Kirkland Snyder, that comes from that document. It's about seeing relics of my childhood, including a plum tree that I'd planted as a kid. Frankly, the only time I ever really speak to the actual premise of this whole album and project, it's in Darian Donovan Thomas's piece. All of the text from that piece is from that document.
My grief extended to my hometown, which has bit by bit disappeared. I went to a waterfall where we used to fish. It was behind a pizza place that isn't there anymore.
There's a part in the piece that mentions a pizza place that isn't there anymore. That pizza place is called Jockey Hollow. Everyone in Barrie knows Jockey Hollow. And kind of, again, it speaks to sort of like how the world has kind of changed. And grief doesn't really have to be about death in a way, but it can be also about change. I think that's sort of what this album is about. It's sort of about change itself.
The album and performance end with the piece you are hearing now, Morning Piece, composed by Devante Hines. Adam Tindler will perform Inheritances at the Barrie Opera House on November 16th. For the University of Vermont Community News Service, I'm Alia Khanna.